You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered, so you can get to know the neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, including detailed video overviews and unbiased information from a multitude of sources. Basically, everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, even things like median lot size and a noise score, is available to you on Homes.com. And if you have a family or plan on raising one, Homes.com has all the information you need about the local schools in the area. Where your kids or future kids go to school is as important as any decision you'll make in the home shopping process. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today on the podcast, we're talking about how OpenAI is actually losing money on their GPT Pro plan. Hard to believe, but before we get into that, we're going to talk about our school community, AI Hustle. If you have not heard of it yet, you need to be a part of it. We just passed 300 members, and it is the place to be if you want to actually learn how to make money and grow your business with AI. We have a huge library of content on there now. We have, I record a new one every single week. This week, I talked about how I am scaling my Amazon influencer hustle to who knows what this next year. In 2024, I made over $25,000 doing it. But I'm recently started integrating some AI strategies to hopefully scale that to more this year. We'll see. Anyways, if you're not a part of it, you need to be. It's only $19 a month.
Yeah, this is the place to be for sure. So we'd love to have you in. And there is so many new videos in here, so many new members making money with AI tools. We'd love for you to be one of them. And it is a New Year's special. So for New Year's, we have it at $19 a month. It was $100 a month a few weeks ago. So we have a discount right now if you want to get it. Now is the time. You can check it out. Link in the description. All right. So OpenAI losing money sounds impossible. What is going on? And the reason why this is so interesting is because ChatGPT Pro costs $200 a month. This isn't cheap. This is insanely expensive. In fact, when this thing came out, everyone was complaining because that's $2,400 a year. What's happening is that it is losing money. We saw this recently because just today, yesterday Sam Altman tweeted and said, insane thing, we're currently losing money on OpenAI Pro subscriptions. People use it much more than we expected. Someone said, nah, you knew. He said, no, I personally chose the price and thought we would make some money. Anyways, it's pretty interesting to see that it's literally losing money, which means that anyone that's actually using it is really, really a heavy user. And I think the reason is because it just goes to show how absolutely insanely expensive the ChatGPT 01 model is. I've said it 100 times on this podcast before, but it is 20 times more expensive than GPT-4 model and 4.0 model. And so it gets really expensive. And they're assuming, I guess, that by 10xing the price, going from $20 to $200, they would make money. But I mean, if the thing costs 20 times as much money and they only 10x the price, they're losing money on it. But I'm sure, you know, they're happy to get a bunch of people in on it. But I don't know, what are your thoughts on that, Jamie? Do you think you'd ever use something that enough?
I guess I want to clarify, is this this loss of money now because of the 01 version that was released and the computing power, or is this before even that was released?
No, I mean, these tech companies are always losing money per se, but I think what he's saying is from all the people that are subscribed for $200 a month, that product in particular is not profitable because it just costs so much. Yeah. From the compute, and because that model is so expensive, because if you get this ChatGPT Pro subscription for $200 a month, and I've seen a bunch of people on Twitter tweeting about it, they're like, okay, I'm going to just rip the bandit off, pay $200 and bite the bullet. And if you do that, you get unlimited access to 01. Whereas right now, like ChatGPT you have access to 01, but it's pretty nerfed and you only get like a certain amount of questions with it when you're using it. This is like unlimited. So yeah, I think that's where this thing's getting.
Yeah. I mean, I think, I think, you know, if you think about it, though, $200 a month, if you're a corporation or a business using this many times a day, that's really still not that expensive of a software. I mean, I personally know of several different AI companies that were charging over $1,000 a month for their product to help, you know, increase sales and things like that. So, you know, and I know there's really expensive tiers of like, you know, Salesforce and things like that too. I don't know. So it's, or some of the, what do you call them? CRMs, things like that. So really $200 a month for what you're getting, especially as a corporation, you know, I don't think it's that bad. I think maybe they could raise the price on some of those higher tier plans.
For sure. Especially, I think when you start looking at like getting video included and that kind of stuff from the Sora model, that's like insanely expensive. Okay. Here's something that's interesting though. Sam Altman was recently talking on Bloomberg about like picking the price of ChatGPT. And he said they didn't have like any sort of formal pricing study. They just kind of were like, oh, this sounds good. So he said, quote, I believe we tested two prices, $20 and $42. People thought $42 was a little too much. They were happy to pay $20. We picked $20. Probably it was late December 2022 or early January. It was not a rigorous hire someone to do a price study thing. This is really, really interesting. And even despite this, like, and they're incredibly popular, they still aren't profitable. They've raised around $20 billion total. So that's how they're funding this whole thing. But they're still expecting to lose about $5 billion last year. Last year they had $3.7 billion in revenue, which is freaking awesome for such a new company. But that means that they spent $8.7 billion made $3.7. So they're spending very heavily on compute, on chips, on talent, on all of that, staffing, office rent. And I think really AI training infrastructure are some of the most expensive things. And at one point, ChatGPT was costing them $1 a day. That was an estimate. So OpenAI recently admitted, they said that they need, quote, more capital than they imagined. And it's going to be really interesting to see what happens if they're not able to make money off of a $200 a month thing. This really just might get very expensive, I think, is kind of where this goes in the future.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's the big thing with these tech companies. I'm going to ask you a question. I think I know the answer, but do you think they have reached the point where people realize the value where they would be willing to pay for it? I know, like, that's kind of like your strategy with a tech company, right? You want to build your user base first, get people excited about it. You know, with Facebook, then you introduce the ads, then you make the ads more expensive for advertisers. You know, have they waited long enough to get people excited, or do you think they should try to lose money for a little bit longer?
Well, it all depends on if they're capable of it. So they have some projections for this year. They're projecting that the revenue is going to be $11.6 billion, but it's actually not going to be $11.6 billion. They said their revenue will reach $11.6. And then they think by 2029, they're going to reach $100 billion. When they say reach, this could mean a couple things. One is that their annual recurring revenue will total $11.6 billion, but that's not till the end of the year, meaning like last year, they made $3.7 billion. So like if you divide that by 12, you can see what their monthly recurring revenue is. But at the end of the year, their monthly recurring revenue is like the highest, because it's all like, it's always growing, right? And so I'm not 100% sure if they expect to actually make $11 billion this year, or if they just expect by the end of the year to be on track to make $11 billion based off of the annual recurring revenue that they have set up from that. So anyways, it'll definitely be an interesting thing to see what happens going forward with them on that. I think that they are definitely popular enough that people will keep paying for it. I think there's a huge chunk of people that want to use it for free, or they don't want to, obviously pay $200 a month. So there's going to be power users, there's going to be light users, and I think they definitely have to strike a balance on that.
Yeah, I think they're up to like 300 million weekly active users or monthly active users, something like that. I think we covered last week, but that's quite a lot of people. So I think they'll be okay, but they may have some frustrated customers having to pay more, but I think it's worth it still. It's a great program, changing the world. So anyways, if you enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to leave us a review It means a lot to us, and we read every single one. And also check out our school community if you want to learn how to make some money and join a community of like-minded individuals. It's awesome. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So, when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.